We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Dang.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Oh, I thought I was by myself. Good morning, Angela Yee.
You are by yourself.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
And it's Friday!
Woo-hoo!
Am I the only one that's excited that it's Friday?
No, because I still have a lot of work to do this weekend.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm still out on the road. Of course, I'm on Madison's college tour. Yesterday, we hit up University of Miami. Shout to everybody that was out there. Had a great time, great tour. This college thing is very, very difficult to choose what college that fits for you. It's really hard. Between the business programs and pre-med. At first, she said she wanted to do something in real estate and business, but then that changed. Now she wants to do pre-med. I'm confused.
Well, she'll probably change her mind halfway through anyway, like everyone does, and end up doing something completely different than her major after college. That's what always happens.
But, you know, the bad thing with Miami is it's so beautiful.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because, well, for me, I don't think I would ever go to class.
You're not going to college.
You're right. But I would never go to class. Like, Miami is beautiful. The weather is beautiful. It just looks beautiful. Like, it wouldn't encourage me to go to class at all. But thank God she's much smarter than me.
Wow, what kind of student were you?
A horrible one. What's up, Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet. What's happening? It's Friday!
We did that already.
I just got here.
We
know. Gosh. Can I get into the groove of things?
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
What'd you do yesterday, E?
What did I do yesterday? Oh, I went to this event for Brownstoner. It was an award ceremony. My realtor was actually getting an award. She works with Ryan Serhant.
That's the one that got us our Juices for Life, right?
No, she did not. She actually sold me my house. Shout out to Sarah Golan. Congratulations to her. It was a great event. They were giving awards for different people involved in real estate and involved in Brooklyn.
Dope.
So that's where I was.
All right.
I woke up very happy and very sad this morning, per usual, because I am a Cancer. But I threw on a Mary J. Blige t-shirt, and then I listened to Mary J. Blige, My Life, on repeat over and over and over, the actual title track of the album. And I feel great now. So what's happening? Let's get it. It's Friday, goddammit.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Whoa, Chick-fil-A. You might have to rethink your Chick-fil-A affiliation.
Don't pay attention to your story.
Well, you'll be right here.
Oh, boy.
You can't pick and choose.
Yes, I can.
We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, yesterday, March Madness started. I haven't picked the teams. I didn't pick my bracket. I'm not really into it this year because I've been running and traveling a lot. Charlamagne, are you into it?
Nah, I don't be doing the brackets and stuff, but I like watching the games.
Yeah, what about you, Yee?
Nope.
Okay, no, that was an easy answer.
But I'll do my brackets if you want, just because I sometimes win just because
you're supposed to do it yesterday.
Of default.
You're supposed to do it yesterday.
I don't know who. I like Duke. I'm not a Duke fan, but I like watching Duke, of course, because of Zion Williamson, South Carolina's own.
Yeah, he'll be on the Knicks soon. But let's get into front page news. What else we talking about, Yee?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the NFL paid less than $10 million to settle grievances by Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, even though those figures were reportedly, according to rumors, a sum between $60 and $80 million. We also don't know how they're going to split that money between them. And also, even after legal fees, how much they are going to end up with.
Why did that even come out? That information is not supposed to come out.
Like, I don't know how they found that out.
Because they want to make everybody know that they didn't really give Colin Kaepernick what he probably deserved. So therefore, they don't want anybody to think this was some type of moral victory or some type of win.
Well, they're also saying that he would have had a tough time winning his grievance if he hadn't just settled. So that was part of the reason why I'm sure he felt like, let's just get this out of the way.
And he probably think this makes people look at him a little different. They're like, wow, you only settled for less than $10 million? Is that what it cost?
All right, well, let's talk about Chick-fil-A. It turns out that Chick-fil-A has been donating millions to anti-LGBTQ charities. And even though they claim that they're not doing that anymore, it looks like they still have been contributing that money. Now, they did find out that they donated $9.9 million to a few different charities. Of three different ones, $1.8 million went to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Now, sounds great. They actually fund sports camps and school programs for the inner city youth, but they also have to sign a contract if they want to be part of the program that states that marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman and that any homosexual act is not pure. So that's a statement that kids have to sign. Sheesh. They also donated $150,000 to the Salvation Army. People have issues with the Salvation Army because of their long history of anti-LGBTQ
rhetoric. The Salvation
rhetoric.
Army has... Really?
I didn't know that.
All the times I've donated things to the Salvation Army?
Well, the relations director in Australia told a group of queer journalists that gay people deserve death back in 2012. And then
the
New York City
Commission
on Human Rights charged the Salvation Army with discriminating against transgender patients at four of their substance abuse centers. So
you mean to tell me you ain't never gave nothing to the Salvation Army?
Yeah, I've been close there.
We all give stuff to the Salvation Army all the time.
Although the Salvation Army makes a lot of money off of those clothes, too, by the way, because they sell them.
For cheap, though.
Yeah, for cheap.
Yeah.
So, all right. And the Paul Anderson Youth Home. It's a Christian residential home for troubled youth. And at that home, they teach boys that same-sex marriage is a rage against Jesus Christ and his values. So
it's religious beliefs, basically. I mean, most every religion feels that way about homosexuality, which is wild.
Yeah, but most people don't have to sign a statement to be part of a youth program saying that it's a sin against humanity to be homosexual.
So listen, so what are you trying? What are we saying this morning?
I'm just informing
you. We need to stop giving to the Salvation Army. I'm trying to figure out what we said.
That's all you heard. You didn't hear nothing about Chick-fil-A. All you heard was Salvation Army.
What happened?
You heard me. Huh? You heard me. I said that's all you heard. You didn't hear nothing about Chick-fil-A.
First of all, let me tell you something about Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Lord.
I think Chick-fil-A might be uncancelable, bro. All right, Chick-fil-A is just that good. I need to talk to some of the gay homies and see what they think about that meat at Chick-fil-A. All right.
I'm thinking about it right now. Okay. Like there's no.
I can tell you what Chick-fil-A thinks of their meat.
They think it's amazing. Listen, we need to find. I want to talk to some of the LGBT community this morning, and they need to tell me how they feel about Chick-fil-A. Some of them in line right now getting that chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Maybe
right
we'll
now.
That. Maybe we'll do that next hour.
I mean, they could call Durham, tell them why you're mad. I just want to know. I don't. You know, need a big sample size of this situation. I just need
you
to
want
talk
a big
to,
one.
Need to talk to a few. You know, that's all.
You took a big one before, but all right. Well, thank you for front page news. Get it off
your
chest.
And I feel like we can still eat Chick-fil-A as long as we push a gay agenda on this radio every morning. Right, boo? Bae.
True. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get it. Pick up the mother
phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
It's Blind Beauty. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Hey, Blind Beauty.
Get
How
it off your chest.
I'm good. So first and foremost, I think I told you guys my story before. I lost my sight at 17. I'm 23 now.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I have two things that I'm grateful for this morning. First of all, I want to tell the listeners.
Your phone is breaking up, Blind
Beauty.
Your phone
sounds crazy.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, I will be a homeowner by the age of 25.
Yes.
Given this this homeowner program in Delaware. So that's what's up. And then secondly, y'all know I'm a writer, and I just sold my first hook. So it's lit.
Congrats.
What's the book called?
Who you sold a hook to? She said, oh, she said book. I didn't say hook.
Hook.
Okay.
Who do you sell it to?
There's an artist in Florida. His name is Quando the Don. I sent the hook to NB on his Instagram, and he could tell me if I sold it for enough. But anyway, I'm excited. If you are 18 and you live in Delaware, you need to go ahead and go to my Instagram at Your Blind Beauty and find out the information. It's free information. I'm not getting paid for it. We need to get our credit together, all of our brothers and sisters, and
absolutely.
Do better.
Absolutely. Congrats. Congrats.
I'm a homeowner.
What program did you do to get the house? Because you said you got a program in Delaware. What program so people can look it up?
So basically, there's multiple programs in Delaware. And it's the one I'm doing is called the Z-Mod. Uh-huh. And these houses are small houses. Like, they're 2,000 square feet. Uh-huh. The one I'm getting is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. And guess what? There's solar panels on the top of the house.
Oh, right.
So
saves money.
The energy bill is going to be low.
That's amazing. You know? I'm getting solar panels on top of my house in Detroit.
Yes, it is very important. Go out there. And then, of course, follow me on Instagram at Your Blind Beauty. And y'all going to see me soon. So
congrats,
we see you now. What's your credit score?
It is below 700. I am young, and I'm building my credit score. And another thing that I'm going to give you guys is learning self-lender. That'll build your credit as well. Self-lender, that'll build your credit.
Well, my credit is an 809. So please, peasant.
Y'all put in the cool
sponsor,
Charlamagne, but you're an old head, and I'm getting where you're
about to be.
There you go.
That's true. You right.
He just got his credit right.
No, I did not. You don't just get to an 809 legally. No, my credit did just not get right.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. Get it off your chest.
Hi, guys. I'm living a real life Boost commercial. I'm the one who my ceiling had fallen at my house, and when you asked me for my GoFundMe, my phone hung up.
Ain't nobody asking for your GoFundMe. You making up stuff.
Charlamagne, first of all, you wasn't even at Charlamagne, and these are kinfolk with my ceiling in South Carolina.
I canceled with your ceiling.
Andy did ask me last week when my ceiling had fell down. And now, no, for real, and now I can't even like. Get my surgery because
it was an awful situation.
Oh. Right.
Yes.
So give him the GoFundMe now. Let's try this now. Give him the GoFundMe now.
It's Love for Shelly. So it's GoFundMe.com/LOVE, the number 4, and then Shelly, Shelly.
All right, mama. Well, good luck. That's your ceiling fell, right? In the
Yes. Yep.
And the landlord wouldn't fix it or something. There was a problem.
Yeah, and they wanted to raise the rent instead of fixing it.
That's messed up shit. Shouldn't they be covering that, though?
Absolutely.
That was the whole point.
I got everything to prove. I got a lawyer, but he a little laid back for my liking. But, I mean, it'll work out.
I feel you, boo.
Put some fire under his ass, mama.
Thank you, guys.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kafi from Columbia. How y'all doing today?
803, what's happening? Salute to everybody listening to us on High 103.9 in Columbia, man.
Get it off your chest, mama.
Hey, earlier this week, I had called about my daughter being in the hospital. Her name is actually Skylar Love. I usually call about her YouTube channel. Uh-huh. But we were in the hospital for like a week. And when we get home, her dad blames me for her being in the hospital.
For real?
How could that possibly be your fault?
Well, why was she in the hospital?
She was in the hospital because she had a sickle cell crisis.
Right.
Which had nothing to do with me. And then she got the flu. She goes to school.
So she tried.
Like, how could he blame you?
Yeah, you didn't give her a sickle cell.
That sounds ridiculous.
I know. So I need for like all of your listeners who use CBD oil. I need to know how good and effective that is for a child. Like
I use it. I know Charlamagne uses it.
I live by it. I swear by CBD oil. I got CBD gummies. I got CBD drops to put under my tongue. I got CBD tea. I got CBD syrup. I got CBD cream for my joints and my back and my headaches. I love CBD oil.
So on on children.
Okay. Yeah, but so this is what I need for you. I need help with your listeners who have, like, small kids. If y'all can go to her IG page, which is SkylarLove215, and leave a comment on if it works for your child and what product of it would you recommend for a four-year-old with an illness, that would be great.
I feel like you're using this to get your daughter's YouTube channel popping. I could be wrong.
No, I understand
what she's saying.
I tell y'all, like, all the time. No, she is literally sick, and CBD oil is,
You need to talk to a doctor.
Why wouldn't you Google?
Yeah, they're saying that there's. I'm looking it up right now, and it's saying that they don't know the long term effects, and that's what some of the problem is with the trials that they've had so far. We don't know what could happen in the long term.
Yeah, go. You can Google this information. You can talk to a doctor. Why would you want YouTube?
No, comments? I understand what she's saying because she wants other parents that maybe gave it to their child before. I get it because my daughter was having she wouldn't eat, and when I went to
my doctor pushes like pharmacy drugs, like they really be pushing pharmaceutical drugs on us, which I don't take. You understand? Like, I don't give them all to her. So it's just like, because her dad is anti-pharmaceutical drugs.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I'm just trying to find what an alternative is for a four-year-old.
Right. They have used it on kids, but you definitely got to talk to a doctor, though. I don't know if I would trust just people on.
And me personally, I get my CBD stuff from the actual pharmacy. They make it in the pharmacy that I go to. Salute to the pharmacy I go to in Fairlawn, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But good luck, Mama. You know, my daughter had that same problem, and she wouldn't eat, and they said we should give her the CBD oil. I didn't wind up giving it to her because I thought she was too young to give her that, and they didn't know the long-term effects of it, but they told me that it would be okay for her. Hello, who's this?
This is Tiara.
Hey, get it off your chest, Mama.
I wanted to touch on the Chick-fil-A situation.
Talk to me.
Because I'm a part of the LGBT community. I'm transgender. And I feel like we've been known that Chick-fil-A doesn't support us.
Right.
We've known this.
Right.
And we still eat there.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's other things that we can do to really shed a positive light on our community. But me depriving myself of a number two with no pickles or pepper jack cheese. It's not going to do it. I'm just saying, it's not
going to
do anything.
Now, hold on. You're transgender, so what were you born as?
I was born as a man, well, a boy, and now I'm a female.
Boom. I love that. That's why I love when you said no pickles. I knew that, but I didn't want to, you know, just assume. Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay, but baby, I like my pickles, baby. I mean,
you said no pickles.
I don't like them in my sandwich. I like them to the side.
Oh, got you. True. Okay, well, that's all I needed to hear this morning. All I needed to hear is the LGBT community telling me they're still eating that Chick-fil-A.
You're one person.
That's all I needed, baby.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, find out who now has a restraining order against them based off of some things that happen on social media.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club on this Friday. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning.
Let's get to these rumors. Let's find out what Love and Hip Hop star is back in jail.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Tommy Lee from Love and Hip Hop is back in jail now. She's facing multiple charges of child abuse for when she got arrested back in October of 2018. They're saying that she disrupted her daughter's class, slapped her face and hands, and dragged her out by her hair and slammed her into a locker. And she's facing up to 54 years in jail if she's convicted on all seven of those charges. Now, she had to show up to court, but she showed up to court drunk. So,
how did they know she was drunk?
Well, apparently they made her take a test, and her blood alcohol level was 0.16, which is twice the legal limit, and that means that's a violation of her bond.
Like, I wonder, was like she slurring? Was she?
I'm
like,
sure she probably
barely being able to walk.
Yeah, like, they said even if you look at her mugshot, you can even just look at it and tell. But yes, they could tell that she was intoxicated.
Well, court is stressful sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And you have to have a few drinks when you go there to take the edge off.
Well, not when you're on bond and you know that you can't do that. So and you'll end up going back to jail.
Well, clearly she sounds like she needs some help and not jail time.
The judge ordered her to undergo drug and alcohol testing immediately, and that's when she was placed back in jail. Now, she has apologized for showing up to court drunk. She said she needs help and she is seeking treatment. She said, I've been working really hard through my problems, considering the challenges that's been set before me since I've been home. I've done all that I can do on my own to shake my habits, but I do realize I need help and I am currently seeking treatment.
Yeah, and that's what she needs. Instead of jail time, get her some treatment, get her some rehab, because if you're coming to court drunk, you clearly have a problem.
Absolutely.
All right, well, she did apologize to all of her fans. All right, Gayle King is going to be signing a new deal at CBS News to stay there. She already makes $5.5 million a year, and CBS This Morning was struggling, but now it looks like she's going to help boost the ratings.
Drop on the clues, Bonds, with Gayle King.
Shout to Gayle.
And I'm going to tell you something. Nothing like having a massive media moment in the midst of contract negotiations to show your worth, especially in this social media era, because everybody and their mother talking about Gayle King for weeks now. Her value is sky high. CBS realizes that. They're about to pay her accordingly. God bless.
All right. Well, she told the Associated Press when they asked her if she was planning on staying, that's a good question. All I can say is I really love my job, and I think it's kind of foolish to predict the future. So until that deal is signed, I guess we'll keep our fingers crossed for her.
I love Gayle King. If you have ever had the pleasure of having a conversation with Gayle, then you would understand why she deserves it all. And she's fine.
All right, now, Adrian Broner, he has a restraining order against him, all because of his back and forth on social media with Andrew C. Caldwell. Now, Andrew C. Caldwell made a video implying that, Andrew C. Caldwell and him went back and forth. He had made a video saying that I guess Adrian Broner was trying to come on to him and he wouldn't eat his booty anymore. If you guys don't remember, Adrian Broner responded like this.
Hey, look, this is a PSA, because I don't know what type of funny boy on, but look, if any punk ass come run up on me trying to touch me on all that gay, I'm letting you know right now, if I ain't got my gun on me, I'm knocking you the out. If I got my gun on me, I'm shooting your face.
I understand why he'd get a restraining order.
Yeah, the judge did give a temporary restraining order. The judge did grant that, so Adrian Broner has to stay at least 500 feet away from him. And Andrew Caldwell said he took that as a personal threat.
I can see why.
He said that Adrian Broner said on social media that he's coming to St. Louis to kill me.
I will also say I agree with Andrew Caldwell getting that restraining order, but if I was Adrian Broner, I would definitely probably sue him for defamation, because you can't be going around saying that you eating my booty and you ain't ate my booty.
Okay.
You got to prove that you ate my booty.
Or maybe, well,
let me smell your bid.
All right, now, Chili and T-Boz are working on a Broadway show. That should be interesting. They said they're working on the TLC musical and TLC on Broadway. We're going to create new music for these projects as well. I would definitely go and check that out. TLC story on Broadway? Why not?
I would love to see the old music. Absolutely.
And they said they're working on new music, too. They said they didn't tell everything.
You'd love to see the old music?
Yeah, I would love to hear the old music and see them performing on stage and how it plays out. I would love to see that.
Like, it would be like the TLC movie we saw, but just played out on stage?
Well, they said there's also a lot of stories that they haven't told, and they have a lot more stories to tell. They said there's going to be a lot of good stuff. It's going to be very emotional, but a good ride.
I like stage plays, so I'd be interested in seeing it.
Yeah, I'm always looking for a good one. I'm going to take my mom to go see Cher on Broadway just because I think she'll enjoy it. Even if it's somebody that, as an artist, I might not have listened to like that, I still think it's interesting to see people's life stories play out.
Yeah. I like that. I like stage plays. I just some of them just be kind of crazy. Like when you grow up in certain areas like South Carolina and you be at the Township Auditorium and be like, Mama stole my CD player.
Anyway,
coming to the Township Auditorium this Sunday.
And I love true stories about people. Like did y'all see Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
I didn't see it. I started watching it, but I didn't see it.
Freddie Mercury,
right?
And Queen.
Yeah.
It's about Queen.
That's a movie though.
Yeah, I was saying I like true stories. So if you guys didn't see that, that was an excellent movie. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss
Yee. Hey, fam. No, I'm kidding.
This girl. All right, up next, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Florida Man Challenge. Who are you?
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. The Samsung Galaxy S10 is making headlines. After 10 years of the Galaxy, this is definitely the best one yet. The Galaxy S10 is available now, and you can get up to $300 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, yesterday started the March Madness basketball tournament. I didn't do a bracket. I didn't have time. I was running around. I don't know if you guys did. Yee, did you? Charlamagne?
Absolutely not.
I just didn't have time to do the bracket this year, but it started yesterday. So we'll give you more details as the games continue on. Now, what else are we talking about, Yee?
Oh, man, this is a crazy story. So in Indiana, some school teachers were shot execution style during a recent active shooter drill. Now, it was with pellets, and they have some welts drawn, and they have blood, and they were very frightened by this. So basically, they were doing some training, and they said during this active shooter drill, four teachers at a time were taken in a room. They were told to crouch down, and then they were shot with these pellets that actually left them with welts and blood and everything.
Why would they do that?
What's the problem?
Why are you shooting the teachers with pellets and leaving them with welts? It's a practice thing.
Practice!
You don't have to actually shoot them.
No, don't shoot me.
You gotta add a little realness to the situation.
No, not at all.
A little blood, a little pain adds realness to the situation.
No.
That look crazy.
I don't think that's a great idea to do that where the teachers didn't even know they were gonna be shot with a pellet gun. They
could hit somebody in the eye.
Never crossed their mind.
So if you're in practice for basketball or football, you're not supposed to go hard? If you're in practice for
DJing,
you're not supposed to really scratch.
You're not going to get shot, and you could possibly get shot in the eye.
I don't see the problem. It wasn't real bullets.
No, I think that's terrible. It's pellets, and they actually had injuries from it.
Well,
you don't have to do that.
It's an active shooter drill.
I can understand you going through a drill of where you're supposed to do, what should happen when certain things
I tell you one thing,
go
I bet
down,
you,
but you don't have to actually get shot with pellets.
God forbid, that's an issue. God forbid if they're actually in a real shooting. I bet you they're going to really, really be ducking and diving.
Should they do that to the students if they're doing a drill with them also?
It's not about the students. It's about the teachers.
So then why is it okay to do that to the teachers?
Because they're grown.
So it's okay to shoot grown people with pellets?
No, not at all.
They know what they signed up for.
All right, now. According to reports, deaths have skyrocketed more than 1,000% over the past 6 years in the United States from people using fentanyl. So opioids, I can't even say that word, opioids. They're saying there's been around 1,900 fatalities. Previously, there was about 1,600 deaths back in 2011 and 2012. And researchers are saying that white people had the highest overall rates of fentanyl fatalities. Death rates among blacks and Hispanics, however, are growing a lot faster
as well. Well, drop on includes bombs for white people finally leading the pack in something terrible. Finally, America tells the truth. Okay? Yes. Fentanyl, they're putting that in cocaine, too. That's why you see a lot of cocaine overdoses lately, because they're putting fentanyl in the cocaine, cutting it with fentanyl.
Now, if you've seen this Florida Man challenge that was actually trending, you can actually Google Florida Man and your date of birth, and then you can find what type of bizarre crime was committed in Florida on your date of birth. So have you guys done this? If you Google Florida Man and then put your birthday, so say your birthday is...
The whole thing, month, day, and year?
No, just a month.
Just a month and a day.
Just a month and day. So mine would be Florida Man Challenge January 3rd, and then I can see what happened that day.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Uh-huh.
It says somebody attacked a McDonald's worker because he was upset over a straw. It's not that crazy.
Mine is a Florida man dressed as Fred Flintstone pulled over for driving a footmobile.
Makes sense. I could see that with you.
Why would you be doing that in the middle of June? That's like a Halloween thing.
When should you do that? Yeah.
Halloween. Halloween, that'd be dope.
All right, now, Chick-fil-A. Some people are upset about the fact that Chick-fil-A donated millions to anti-LGBTQ charities back in 2017, even though they said they are not doing that anymore. The company has come under scrutiny previously for their anti-LGBTQ policies and support of anti-LGBTQ other organizations. So they donated millions of dollars to one charity, which is called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That charity funded sports camps and schools school programs for inner city youth. Sounds great, except there's a contract that you have to sign. This contract has 9 points, and in it is a sexual purity statement that says that heterosexual sex outside of marriage and any homosexual act is prohibited, and that marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman. So people are upset. Now, Chick-fil-A is pushing back on those reports and say that those donations are for a positive impact in the community. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
What blasphemous thing you about to do on this radio this morning?
Now, let's ask about Chick-fil-A, but let's ask our gay listeners.
That's right, because I don't want to hear about you.
Well, our LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I don't want to hear from any. Community. I don't want to hear from you straight people about whether or not y'all eating Chick-fil-A. I want to hear if the LGBT community has a problem with this.
All right,
y'all always want to tell people what they should be upset about. LGBT might not even be tripping off this. So I want to
800-585-1051. Now that all this information has come out about Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. are you going to continue
Which
to eat Chick-fil-A?
Which people have known for years.
Absolutely. I think Chick-fil-A is uncancelable. I don't see y'all canceling Chick-fil-A. All right? Chick-fil-A
are you speaking
is just
from,
that good.
Are you speaking from
Yes, I am
gay
speaking
man?
From experience.
Okay.
Hey, shut up.
We didn't want to hear from you.
I'm just asking.
You're the one that said we don't want to hear from.
That number one chicken biscuit with egg and cheese or that number one chicken sandwich with pickles, man.
We don't want to hear from you.
Okay, or maybe we do.
Okay, all right. Well, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Angela Yee reported a story about Chick-fil-A. You want to report it again for people that just tuned in?
Yes, they're talking about Chick-fil-A donating millions to anti-LGBTQ charities in 2017.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you still support Chick-fil-A? Will you still eat at Chick-fil-A? Now, we're not asking everybody. We're asking our gay listeners, our LGBTQ.
That's right.
LGBTQ.
First of all, it's more letters than that, actually. But, mm-hmm. you know, so it's like, yes, we want to hear from them because y'all might be tripping off something they're not tripping on.
Right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. And let's start it off with our guy, Trav.
Who's the first person through the back door?
Hi, Trav.
What's up, Trav?
What's going on? How y'all?
What's
Good
going
morning,
on?
Trav.
We're talking Chick-fil-A, Trav. You still support Chick-fil-A?
I can't. So the word support is a strong word. So like,
do you eat Chick-fil-A or not, Trav?
Do you eat Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I eat Chick-fil-A.
I didn't. So you're not tripping off the fact that they are...
See, I don't like this, Trav.
...supporting anti-LGBT organizations.
I don't like this, Trav. Trav, you wanted Just Hilarious. You wanted Rick Ross. You wanted everybody else. But now when Chick-fil-A is something that you love and adore and you like the juicy taste
in
your
mouth...
He
loves that meat. He loves that meat from Chick-fil-A, don't you, Trav?
So can I say something now? I'm not fully informed now. I've always heard Chick-fil-A say stuff, but every time that you Google anything or you go on like Snopes.com... They always say that it's not true. Now, I need to research more into what y'all talking about now.
Now you need to research
Chick-fil-A,
more.
Chick-fil-A donates to organizations that are historically LGBT, anti-LGBT.
Okay, so I mean, at the same time,
So
Ethan Lucci is also calling people f***ing, which I'm not talking about, but I still listen to his music.
We're about to talk about that next.
Yo, no disrespect to YFN Lucci, but he ain't nowhere near Chick-fil-A level of goodness. All right,
no,
stop it.
So, Bye, Trav, you're still eating Chick-fil-A. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm still eating Chick-fil-A.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. All right, Trav. Hello, who's this?
This is Jonathan, a.k.a. Algie.
Hey, Jonathan. We're asking, are you still supporting Chick-fil-A? Or are you still going to eat at Chick-fil-A?
Good morning, Jonathan.
I know from 2017 that whatever happened, happened, and I still eat Chick-fil-A, so it's not going to stop me from eating Chick-fil-A today.
Got okay. you. True indeed. And you're gay, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, just making sure.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I'm telling you, y'all be tripping off stuff they're not even tripping on.
Hello, who's this?
Brittany Gordon.
Hey, Brittany, are you gay?
Transgender female.
Transgender okay. female, okay.
Are you still supporting Chick-fil-A? Are you still going to eat a Chick-fil-A?
No, I'm good. I'm good off Chick-fil-A, all the way good.
Did you ever like Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
When did you stop eating Chick-fil-A?
Today.
Oh, okay. 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 Today. All right. I don't believe you.
I'm good. Oh, trust me. You know what? It's not even a Chick-fil-A in my area, so I'm
so it
good.
Doesn't affect you like that?
Where you live at?
It's Miami, in the hood, Liberty City.
There's a million Chick-fil-A's in Miami. I'm in Miami now. A million Chick-fil-A's.
It's not none in the city. It's not none in the city. It's not none in the hood.
Well, you know what?
Go to Khaled's restaurant. You can go to Khaled's restaurant then if you ain't going to go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Go to Khaled's. Support a black-owned business.
How they feel about transgenders, though? How they feel about
this? I mean, it's all LGBT community, right, y'all? It's the same thing, right?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Right. Wait till about noon.
On each other too.
Wait till about noon when you start thinking about that boneless breast of chicken seasoned to perfection.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, she's good. She's good. Right. You're not going to convince her.
800-585-1051. We're asking the LGBTQ community, are you still supporting Chick-fil-A? Are you still going to eat there? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Now, some new news came out about Chick-fil-A, right, Yee?
Well, I don't know if this is new news, but they're talking about Chick-fil-A is still donating to these anti-LGBTQ organizations.
And tell them who some of these organizations are, because you said the Salvation Army.
Yes, the Salvation Army, which has for a long time been under scrutiny for their own rhetoric, anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. They have a relations director that told a group of queer journalists that gay people deserve death. And then they also had the New York City Commission on Human Rights charging the Salvation Army with discriminating against transgender patients at four of their substance abuse centers.
You know, here's the thing. All you Bible thumpers, the Bible doesn't say anything positive about homosexuality. So if you are involved with anything or anybody that's rooted in religion in the Bible, then you have to know what they believe is probably anti-LGBT. So you can take a moral stand with one thing, but I guarantee it's something else you are involved in that is anti-LGBT.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585 you know, as LGBTQ. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Hello, who's this?
This is Cardasia.
Hey, Cardasia.
Hello, Cardasia.
Cardasia, are you from the LGBTQ community?
I am newly into the LGBT community. I just got a girlfriend about 6 months ago.
Okay.
So,
So what do you think about so are you fully immersed? We don't know if you're fully immersed, if you're just going through a phase, a fish phase.
No, you know what? I'm older now. I'm 28. I'm a little bit too old to be going through phases. It's just she's somebody that I met, and I kind of just fell in love with. I don't see her as a guy or a girl. I just see a person.
A person who I love.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a person that I love.
So will you be eating at Chick-fil-A?
I do. You know what? Me, her, and my daughter just ate at Chick-fil-A before this incident even occurred. So I'm pissed. I'm upset because, you know, I'm new into this community, so I have a newfound respect for it. Not that I didn't respect it before, but there are just more things that I see. Like my mother, she doesn't even speak to me now because of this relationship. Mm. She and I don't even have a relationship at all anymore, so... you know, these things are important to me. And that means that you don't want me eating your waffle fries or your Polynesian sauce because I'm a lesbian. Like, that's crazy.
So you're not going to eat it anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, I was never a huge, like, Chick-fil-A. Like, some people go really hard for Chick-fil-A, and I'm not into fast food like that. So to cancel Chick-fil-A, it's not going to be, like, too crazy for me.
Okay.
Really? Right. So, I mean, so no meat for you, period. Ever. It's over.
You know what? That's crazy because I wanted to talk to y'all anyway because I actually just got caught cheating and I wanted DJ Envy to have me because I did cheat with an ex. So I did have a little meat. And I feel bad.
Wait, hold on. You cheated already?
You've been with this woman 6 months.
No, and you already have
and
some.
And you already cheating.
I cut up in the back. Like, y'all, I was trying to get Angela D. Like, I really needed y'all help because, like, I really messed up. I really did.
You don't have the willpower to give up Chick-fil-A, boo.
Not at all. Hold on, though.
You just don't. You
She's
just
not
don't.
Over me. Nope. Hello, who's this?
It's Shaw from North Carolina.
Hey, Shaw. Shaw, you a gay man?
No, I'm actually a woman.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
That's disrespectful, Envy.
It's not. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Your voice ain't that deep, Sean.
Yeah, her name is Sean.
And?
Well, that's why I thought it was a man.
Yeah.
Plenty of women named Sean.
I know, I'm saying. He didn't know.
All right. Well, anyway, 800-585-1051. We're asking Sean, are you still going to eat Chick-fil-A? Are you still going to support Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I am.
Straight okay. Like that, huh?
no reasons to talk about, huh?
I don't want to, but it's my go-to spot. Like, I really don't want to, but it's my go-to spot. It's like, that's the only thing they focus on is the gay thing. Like, it's a lot more stuff in the Bible that we're not supposed to be doing that, you know what I'm saying, they live by that. So.
And I'm glad you said that, because you can look at scriptures like Deuteronomy, I can't remember, but it's like, don't even touch the flesh of a dead pig. And if you own a Bible.
I don't eat no pork.
If you own a Bible, are we going to boycott the Bible? The Bible says you should not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination. So what you going to do? You going to boycott? Do you have a Bible in your house, Sean?
I don't know.
Oh, you said no?
Yep.
I just moved into this house. I don't know. I got to unpack it.
She said she don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, probably,
I don't know what I got.
You probably don't. I'm just saying, if you own a Bible, the Bible definitely has anti-LGBT rhetoric in there. So you going to get rid of your Bible? You going to stop going to church on Sunday? Like, I don't know. You take a moral stand for one thing, I guarantee you it's something else that you support that's anti-LGBT.
That's what it is, but it's all right, though. I'm gonna get that chicken sandwich. I ain't gonna lie.
She said, I'm gonna get that
chicken
sandwich.
What's the moral of the story, guys? Y'all may do not want people to not eat
Chick-fil-A. I don't care what people do. I do. I just like to tell people that if you are a Bible thumper, the Bible doesn't say anything positive about homosexuality. So if you're involved with anything or anybody that's rooted in religion of the Bible, then you got to know that it's probably anti-LGBT.
Now, what's the moral to the story, guys?
Moral of the story is eat more chicken.
See?
That's the moral of the story. Oh, we can finesse it. You know what I'm saying? Chick-fil-A can show that they're really friendly. And, you know, they give, like, free chicken sandwiches to the LGBT community on a certain day.
How would they know? Because everybody will go in there and be like, I'm gay, and go get some food.
Great. That'd be beautiful. That'd be the most peaceful place in America for that day. All of us just go in there and pretend to be gay and be in there breaking bread with the real gay people. And that's how you can have better equality in this country.
They said they are going to do that on Sundays.
That'd be dope.
No, I'm kidding. They're not even open.
By the way, they might as well. Since they out here doing, since they're being.
They won't even be open.
Since they're being blasphemous, you know what I'm saying, and being anti-LGBT, they might as well open up on Sundays.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Come by Sunday. We're giving away free chicken sandwiches.
That's right. And from the hours of 1 and 2, it'll be strictly for gay men. And we call that our Chick-fil-A.
What about women?
Huh? This guy's crazy. This guy's crazy. I thought he was going to say the hours of 6 to 9.
When it's just women, we call it fish fillet. Fish fillet.
Do they sell fish there?
No.
No. This guy. You know what? We have rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we're going to talk about Kevin Hunter. He has a statement that he wants to make about Wendy Williams, her health, and their union.
All right, man.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So did we get to the bottom of it, or are we, well, Yee,
the
you don't
bottom
eat Chick-fil-A.
Of what? I mean, listen, I've had Chick-fil-A. Y'all hyped it up so much because I never had it until maybe a couple years ago. It was cool. You know, I tried to really be as into it as y'all were. It's fine, but, you know, there's a lot of people weighing in on social media about whether or not they would eat Chick-fil-A now or not, knowing this whole
man, y'all still talking
donating.
About Chick-fil-A?
There's a poll, actually, that we have on our Breakfast Club Twitter page.
What's
with people
poll?
Asking whether or not you would still eat Chick-fil-A.
Man, ain't nobody giving up on no Chick-fil-A,
well,
man.
Some people are.
But
yeah,
it feels like we could go at all the artists for saying something disrespectful to the gay community,
like Trav
but we
said,
can't.
Yeah, like Karen's Kitchen said, I haven't eaten at Chick-fil-A in years, always known where they stood politically and having a gay son. I can't support them at all. I eat at other places. But some people are still supportive and don't
Yeah, we can't. I don't think people could pick and choose. Like, you can't get mad at certain artists for saying something but not mad at Chick-fil-A.
People do pick and choose.
Not even just artists. If you own a Bible, simply turn to Leviticus 18:20. That's anti-LGBT rhetoric. So what you going to do? Throw your Bible away?
Like, let people, me see what
we love
people
to take
are
these,
voting.
These picky and choosy moral stands on things. And
all
technically,
right.
If you love meat, right?
What?
That's being a gay ally. You don't think? Huh?
What if you're a vegetarian?
Well, you shouldn't be eating that Chick-fil-A at all if you're a vegetarian. Like, that's just, you're full of it.
All right.
They don't. No. They have things you can eat at Chick-fil-A if you're vegetarian. No, you don't
like
have to
what?
Eat the chicken sandwiches.
They got the super-sized salad.
Yeah, they have salads. Don't they have...
The waffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
And that is it. There's no fish, nothing. That's it.
Well, if you eat fish, you're not a vegetarian.
No oh, yeah, you're right.
First of all, of course there's no fish there, DJ Envy. Why
and they got,
no fish
they got fruit cups. So that's it.
Man, when I used to work for Wu-Tang, they used to eat at McDonald's. And, you know, a lot of them were vegetarians, but they would get their burgers with no meat. They would just eat the bread, the lettuce, the tomato, and the sauce.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's, all right.
That is so pointless.
All right. Well, let me eat a burger with no meat.
That is,
they did.
That is so pointless.
Do they have Beyond Burgers there yet?
At
any of those fast food places?
I have no idea.
I feel like White Castle has Impossible Burgers, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody let me know.
Impossible to eat without getting
I know TGI Fridays has Beyond Burgers, and I've definitely eaten there before just to get the Beyond Burger. But okay. Yes, everybody's getting hip to it.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to be talking about this beef between two rappers. I don't even know how this all started, but now they've been going back and forth. I guess they haven't liked each other for quite some time, and now it's on social media.
That's crazy. Two vegetarian rappers got beef. That's crazy.
They are not vegetarians.
My goodness. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning on this Friday.
What's happening?
Now let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Empire ratings.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Empire was on a three-month hiatus, and they came back for their spring premiere on March 13th. And they said those numbers were down significantly from the last episode in December. And they said the March 20th episode of Empire was the lowest rated in the show's history.
So, probably because what Jussie Smollett got going on is better than any episode of Empire at this point.
So, not good. I mean, the show is still a hit for Fox, but they're saying that it might not last much longer. So... people are now bracing themselves to find out which one of the Lion family members is going to die. Initially, people thought it would be the oldest son, Andre. But since everything with Jussie Smollett, they think maybe that's going
to
change.
Might as well kill Jussie off now if this show is about to be over.
When's the last time you guys watched it, though?
I haven't watched Empire in a long, 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 long
What about
long
you, Yee?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've seen it.
Me neither.
It. I haven't. Well, you know what? It just came back now for the past couple of weeks, so I haven't seen either one of these
episodes.
Couldn't
even tell you I couldn't even tell you which season they are.
Me neither.
All right, now, Wendy Williams' husband has spoken out. Kevin Hunter has made a statement about what's going on with
Wendy
Williams.
What's wrong with you, Charlamagne? Damn.
He said, Wendy is doing well. We're doing well as a family. We are moving forward with working on her sobriety and doing the work to help others, not just ourselves. It is a family process. Anybody that has to deal with this knows this is a family process, and we are dealing with it and moving forward.
Kev, shut the F up, Eva. When you say family, are you including Sharina Hudson, a.k.a. Nikki, in that statement? Like, you just had pics of you and the Mr.
How did it go from Sharina to Nikki?
I don't know. That's her nickname in the street.
Why?
I have no idea.
If her name is Sharina, how do you get Nikki?
I mean, you got to hide. You can't just say, hey, it's, you know, it's Nikki.
But how do we know all this is even true, Charlamagne? It might not be true.
Man, shut up, man. You just had pics of you and the mistress on the beach with duck lips and peace signs. Now you're putting out statements talking about your family. Like, shut up. Like, this dude thinks we're still in the 90s and he can manipulate the public. We see you and all your foulness, okay? And as much as you yell and scream and threaten and try to finesse your way out of this situation, one thing none of us can escape is our own karma.
Did Wendy address any of this on her show yesterday?
Of course not.
No.
Absolutely not.
All right.
But once again, I hope Wendy Williams, I wish her the best, and I do pray for her, and I hope she wakes up before she doesn't wake up.
All right,
good morning. Good morning, Kelvin Hunter.
Is that why?
Gosh.
So his name is Kelvin and her name's Nikki, for real?
What's going on here?
All right, Young Thug versus YFN Lucci. These two have been beefing for quite some time. And Young Thug was on Instagram Live, and somebody asked him about his beef with YFN Lucci, and here's what Young Thug had to say.
Man, of course I'm going to slap the at Lucci, and I'm going to slap the at Salsa. Don't even play because they know what time it is. Like, whatever you think you want, I'm getting y'all out of that.
What?
Did you understand what he said? He said, of course he's going to slap Lucci. Play it again because I know it sounded...
Man, of course I'm going to slap the at Lucci, and I'm going to slap the at Salsa.
All right, well, YFN Lucci responded, and it's a little clearer.
I start tagging that ass, man. I ain't gonna slap nobody.
He just let you know Young Thug ain't gonna slap nobody.
I didn't understand that either.
Well, that's because it was just bleeped out.
I don't speak nigga like I used to.
Said. All right, now, Young Thug responded, and here's what he had to say about YFN Lucci.
Man, I'm gonna slap the hell out your little bomb, man. Stop playing, I'm gonna slap your little as soon as I see you. Like I said, Buster.
Okay, that was more of a proper alliteration.
I'm just going to slap you. I'm going to slap you. You're going to slap me. We're going to slap each other.
So what's the issue?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the two of them.
How did it start? Like,
somebody's gonna slap somebody.
On? Why are they doing this? Like, come on, man. Why people got to do stuff like this? Like, people get killed for less out here in these streets. Why people just can't be peaceful and calm?
Yeah, I don't understand why they even have to have this back and forth.
Oh, but nothing. And nobody gonna do nothing when they see each other. Like,
and you know what? Why even Lucci had previously said that he didn't have any problems with him and Young Thug. He said he has no issues with nobody. And they've had issues, though, previously. And previously, Young Thug gets a wife, and Lucci was just trying to come up off of him, trying to get clout.
Let me tell you something. I like social media beef, though, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it's a buffer. So before it gets to the streets and before people actually see each other, they do these things on social media. Then other people intervene and say, man, just call, bruh. And then they get on the phone and piece things out.
They know too many of the same people.
Absolutely. They do. Absolutely.
All right, now, R. Kelly's ex-wife, Drea, has joined the upcoming season of Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. So I guess the
kids... You said his wife?
Yes.
I thought it was his daughter.
Well, his wife is going to be, and it's Growing Up Hip Hop, so I'm sure the kids will be on there together. They have three kids together also, so I don't know which of the children will be on there, but she'll be on the show as well. So, you know, this is in the midst of all the drama that's happening, and the teaser is out now, and Drea is in the teaser.
Okay.
So, in the meantime, by the way, R. Kelly update, he's trying to be able to travel overseas so he can perform and actually help pay his legal and other bills that he's facing. He said he needs to be able to take care of his kids. But part of it was he wasn't even paying child support. So, you know, hopefully those kids are getting taken care of. I know he did have to pay child support to even be able to get out of jail. I don't know about traveling outside of the country right now.
Don't y'all give that man a chance to
escape. He does have a hearing today to see if he'll be able to go do 5 concerts in Dubai. And he's also planning to meet members of royal families in the United Arab Emirates.
Remember when Roman Polanski fled the country? All right,
might not come back.
Don't let R. Kelly lead his country if y'all trying to nail him.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Hey, fam! I just tried Coca-Cola's new flavor, Orange Vanilla Coke, and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right, and they are incredible. Try Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar for yourself at your closest retailer today. Now, Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
I just love how she does it. Just goes right in and out.
And I never see it coming. It's been happening for 2 weeks, and I still don't see it coming.
It's right in the face. You guys, it happens all the time.
She gets me every time. It's the little hesitation movement, then bam. Hey, fam.
It's right in the face. All right. Who are you giving that donkey to now?
I just want to give... Listen, Envy, you know, this guy, he's upset.
I'm going to spray him with some orange vanilla coke.
He don't want people to be upset with him for still eating that Chick-fil-A, so here he go acting gay. This guy,
what?
Anyway, yes, I want to teach people how to properly go to war with a cockroach before or after the hour. We'll discuss.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Donkey the day.
Hey, man, high level stuff here on the Breakfast Club.
I see, man.
High brow content here, baby.
That's right.
You going to learn how to go to war with a cockroach before or after the hour? I got you.
All right. That happens next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Okay. Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 22nd, goes to a 50-year-old man in Detroit whose name has not been released, but he went to war with a cockroach, and the cockroach won. Let me tell you something. If you have ever tried to kill a cockroach, you understand the struggle. Mm. Okay, I grew up in a single-wide trailer on a dirt road in Mount's Corner, South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs in Mount's Corner, damn it. Okay? On that dirt road, the cockroaches were indestructible.
Were they the ones with the wings?
We're going to get there. Yeah. We're going to get there. I'm talking the ones that...
Those.
I'm talking the ones...
Glide.
You may, man, I'm talking the ones you may grab a shoe and hit a cockroach with all your might, and it'll run through that hit like Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott runs through linebackers, okay? See, when you hit that cockroach, you have to hit it with something hard and heavy, because if you try to use like a flip-flop or a balled-up newspaper or magazine, that cockroach will not be fazed. In fact, you may take that cockroach and just make them mad. And when cockroaches get mad, as Angela Yee just said, they fly. Oh, yes, cockroaches fly. It's a superpower you don't even realize they have, just like Captain Marvel. Okay, one minute you're minding your business, trying to murder a cockroach. Next minute, it's a full-on aerial attack. And the only thing you can do is spray the whole scene with Raid, which could potentially end up killing you and the cockroach. All right? Cockroaches bite as well.
They okay? do?
Oh, it's not a common thing.
I didn't know that cockroaches bite.
Yes,
bites.
They do. It's not a common thing.
I'm horrified
thing.
Of cockroaches. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, it's not a common thing, but they do actually bite.
I don't even care
if
it's small.
There's no such thing as a small cockroach. It's roaches and then it's cockroaches.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And don't think a cockroach bite can't happen to you, because, you know, a lot of us out here believe we're going to win the Powerball. So if you believe that you are one of the 1 in 292 million people that can win the Powerball, then please believe you can get bit by a cockroach, all right? I'm just trying to paint the picture of how dangerous cockroaches are. That's why I'm glad to see the fear in your eye this morning, Angela Yee, for cockroaches.
I'm just thinking about it. It's just disgusting.
Oh, it's a struggle. And it's one of the main reasons the only cockroach we acknowledge is Steel Huxtable's best friend. All right? If you don't get the reference, do your Googles. I don't have time to explain. Now, this 50-year-old man in Detroit went to war with a cockroach, and I'm telling you, if you don't know what you're doing when you're battling these cockroaches, then you can end up in the same situation this poor man found himself in. When going to war with a cockroach, you have to think murder, death. You got to be Michael Jordan, Kobe, not LeBron, meaning you have to have killer instinct. It's kill or be killed when battling cockroaches. If you shoot, you better not miss, or that's your ass. And that's exactly what happened to this brother in Detroit. So he's 50 years old. He's in a wheelchair, minding his business. Cockroach jumps out. And this man... 50, but moving like a rookie, threw a shoe across the room at the cockroach.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you
that
why
never
this
never works.
Never! Let me tell you why this was a bad idea, man. When you go to war with a cockroach, you got to pull up. All right? Dude got the wheelchair. You're supposed to pull up on the cockroach, literally. And you got to get close up on them and wham! Apply pressure with something heavy and hard. And don't pull that heavy, hard thing off the cockroach until you hear a crunch.
Ugh.
Okay? When you hear that crunch... Then you remove the heavy, hard object, and you see the guts oozing out of the cockroach.
Yeah, don't let it play dead on
no,
you.
No.
You
no,
think
no.
it's dead? Okay, I got it. And then...
Listen for the crunch.
You turn around, where'd it go?
When you listen for the crunch, you pull that thing off, you see the guts oozing out, you know you've won. Now, when you throw a shoe across the room, you give a cockroach time to think. Okay, the cockroach is like, do I take flight on his ass, or do I run for cover, come back with a couple of the homies, and bite him in his sleep? Well, this cockroach, they're just going to really scare you, Yee. This cockroach did something I have never seen before. Okay, clearly cockroaches have evolved, and they are ready to go to war with Raid, Orkin, and any shoe or boot that has ever posed a threat to their existence, okay? Because when this man threw his shoe at the cockroach, guess what he got back?
What?
A bullet.
What?
The cockroach shot him?
The cockroach shot him.
Cockroaches can't shoot.
You heard me, boy.
What
All
kind
right.
of cockroach
The
was
man
this?
Threw a shoe at the cockroach and ended up getting shot. Now, there was nobody else in the house but this man and the cockroach. The man threw a shoe at the cockroach, and then he got shot with a revolver, okay? If it was a single hammer revolver, then you now know why they call it a cockroach, okay? Because it has to have that hammer cocked to be fired. Now, WDIV-TV is reporting that this man threw his shoe at the roach, and when he threw the shoe, he forgot he had his gun in the shoe, and so when it hit the ground, it discharged and shot him. That's what they saying. I don't believe that.
What you saying?
I think these cockroaches in certain areas got just as many guns as we do.
Oh,
and it's a war
so
going.
So that cockroach grew up on the east side of Detroit?
Yes. It's a, I got the exact address. It's the 18700 block of Albion Street. Where that's at?
I guess the east side of Detroit.
All I'm saying is we need to stay woke because there's a war going on in our homes that nobody is safe from. Okay? These cockroaches got guns. What are we supposed to do now? All right? There's some home remedies that you can use. They say fabric softener spray works. They say lemon pills and lemon juice works.
Hairspray.
Hairspray, I've heard that. You know, I think that just makes them mad. When all else fails, instead of throwing that old pair of Tim's out, keep them, all right? Keep them to be cockroach killers. But I don't know what to do now that cockroaches got hammers, B.
Now he's scared to go home.
I don't have roaches.
No, not you.
Oh. The moral of the story
is... cockroach is holding the house down.
The moral of the story is you don't scare a man who sees people as cockroaches, and you can't scare a cockroach who sees himself as a man. Yes. Please give this 50-year-old brother from Detroit the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Was that a real story?
You know what?
I don't make stuff up.
We're going to have to talk about Jordan Peele. This could be a great horror movie. Imagine
cockroaches with guns.
Got their guns.
Wow.
Just like you ever see that movie back in the day, The Birds?
Cock the hammer
where the
roaches.
Birds all came together and they were invading people's homes.
Roaches
so imagine
the
cockroaches have guns. Ooh. And they run you out of your own home. Because I'm already scared to go back in the house if I ever see a roach. I'm not coming back home.
Stay
so
woke.
If the roach had a gun, you can have the house.
Stay woke. Stay woke. Be prepared in these streets.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
So let's have some fun. 800-585-1051. During sex.
Oh, God.
Do you like to get choked?
All right.
Ooh.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all were talking about this behind the scenes, but
no,
the way that Dan, who works with us, asked the question was so crazy. He just walked in. He said, "Charlamagne, you like being choked during sex?"
He definitely did.
Yeah, he was flirting. That was a flirt. That was definitely a flirt.
We were like, where did that just come from?
That was another day on the Breakfast Club. I didn't even pay no attention.
So 800-585-1051. Now, this actually comes from Yee's Lip Service. She had a lip service episode. And who did you have on you?
Ari Lennox was on. You know her from Dreamville. Shea Butter Baby. You know that song with J. Cole. Mm-hmm. Well, she was on lip service and she talked about liking being choked during sex.
So do you like to choke until it's like close to that?
Or? Oh, no. No, I don't want to die for real.
Not even for a second?
Yeah, see, I said tap out, not blackout.
Yeah.
That's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. That's enough. Have you ever choked a guy?
Great. No.
You should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should.
Right before he about to
Whoa.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Do you like to be choked during sex? Angela Yee.
I'm not that big on it. Like, I have to really be feeling into it for me to even want to do that. But I'm a very soft sexual person. I don't really like things that might potentially hurt. So.
Okay, so you don't like, what about choking your boyfriend?
Yeah, I would do that, lightly.
Okay, Charlamagne?
I like choke.
Do I like choking?
Both.
No, I don't like being choked. I like choking.
Oh, so you choke your wife?
Yes.
why are you being so timid all of a sudden?
Envy likes being choked.
No, I don't actually. I don't like to be choked.
Cameraman Steve said, you wear chaps.
You guys.
Like to choke.
I just would like the record to show that we should have been in commercials a long time ago, guys.
All right. 800-585-1051. That is the question. Do you like to be choked?
If
call
you
want to
choke, Envy.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you like to be choked during sex?
Now, Envy, you were explaining. You said you don't like being choked. Do you choke Gia?
No, I don't choke Gia, and no, I don't like to be choked.
Have you tried it?
I tried it one time.
Only once? You should revisit it.
I just don't, you know what it is? I don't want to kill her.
You're not. That's not the goal.
That's not the point.
No, that's
that should have never been your intention from the beginning.
I mean, but you don't want to go too far. You don't want to, like, nah.
That's why you have to have a safe word.
If she can't breathe, what's the safe word?
I can't
help.
Breathe.
No,
but you can also tap out, like Gigi said. You just got to tap out. No, but people really enjoy that. People do that to themselves. They'll, like, you know, tie something around themselves and choke themselves while they masturbate as well.
Jesus Christ.
Nah. Mm-mm. Now, Charlamagne, you said you've done it before. You enjoy it.
Yeah, I like to do a good choking. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
does your wife have a safe word?
No, because she can't talk when you're choking her. Okay, but it's just about
you
timing.
You choke somebody that much that they
exactly.
can't talk.
Exactly.
I don't think it should be that.
How long are y'all choking people for?
I don't know.
I'm not sitting there choking her for 10, 15 seconds. It's like 2, 3, 4 seconds. Keep it moving. 2, 3, 4 seconds. Keep it moving. I'm not just trying to make a
pass out.
Some
girls ask to be choked.
That is true.
That is true.
It is true.
Well, let's go to the phone line.
Like to be choked.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nicole from Ipsy.
Hey, Nicole, do you like to be choked?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, so do you ask for it, or does your boyfriend just choke you, or do you have a boyfriend?
My husband actually usually just does it, or if not, and I'm like, hey, pull the hair, choke, grab the neck, come on now. And yeah, I enjoy it. It gives it like a special rush, and I want to say whoever don't like being choked, you probably should get on that game. I've been with my husband for 13 years and got to keep it spicy.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Pickles, man, from Northern Virginia, B.
Well, you sound too big to be choking somebody.
I'm scared.
Hey, I know. I don't choke, man. I just love eating a booty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we appreciate you, bro. I mean, you know, I mean, just the fact that you called up here to volunteer that information and we wasn't even asking about
that
is exactly why we love you. Okay, my brother?
In the ass with these eyes, bro.
There you go. I love that. Choke on some cheeks. Go choke on some cheeks tonight, son.
All right, bro. Hello, who's this?
This is Lynette. How are you this morning?
What's up, Lynette?
How you doing?
Not much. I am on the Breakfast Club. Hey, I call all the time and never get through.
Okay, like, well, today choked? We're talking about you getting choked.
Oh, today, and we're talking about that, and that is one of the best orgasms ever. I've been with my dude for 8 years, and I love it when he does that. We don't do it all the time, but it's a sporadic thing, and that is the best.
How old are you?
42. Next Friday.
Do you want him to do it more?
I do.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, why you don't ask for
it? He's right here with me.
Let me talk to him.
He's getting mad that I'm talking to you. Hold on, Charlamagne wants you.
I don't like how that sounds.
Okay.
I don't like how that sounds on Freaky Friday.
Okay?
I don't like that. Hello?
He don't even want to take the phone.
He don't want you.
All right.
Sorry,
so let me ask you a question.
It's Rejection Friday.
Did he ever go too far, Mama?
No, never.
Okay. Well, tell him you want to be choked tonight. Say it right now. Say, I want you to choke me tonight.
I want you to choke me tonight, baby. He's just sitting here with a blank face like, girl, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, he's definitely going to choke you tonight.
Oh, that's how it starts, with a little choking.
Maybe he might go a little bit too far tonight. I might like it a little bit more. How about that?
Okay, there we go.
Thank you,
you guys have a great day.
You too, Lynette.
800-585-1051. Do you like being choked during sex? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
And we're asking, do you like to be choked during sex? Yee said she's done it before, but doesn't really love it.
Yeah, I don't love it. It's okay. It has to be certain times. It's not something I want all the time.
I'm scared of it. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to do it too hard, too much.
Envy, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to do it.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
To kill anyone. But it seems our listeners seem to love it. Let's talk to Stacy.
Stacy, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Do you like to be choked during sex?
Yes, I do. I'm a redhead, a Scorpio, and a preacher's daughter all by birth. So the freak in me loves it.
Okay. Oh. Well, there's a whole explanation.
Now, when a man is choking you out and you're a preacher's daughter, do you ever think of your daddy's collar around his neck being a little too tight choking him?
What?
Okay, no, that's really gross. That's my dad, and I don't like to think about that stuff.
You're taking it too far now, Charlamagne.
You took it too far.
I just like to think him and my mommy only had sex twice, and I got...
Okay.
You done took it too far.
Oh, you think that freaking you wasn't passed down, huh? All right, okay.
Well, I come from two redheads, so... We're just talking about my life.
True.
Calm down.
Has your boyfriend or husband ever went too far?
Yeah, my boyfriend has gone too far once, and it was quickly settled.
What happened?
And now he knows his limitations.
You smacked him?
He got real excited that I got real excited, and he just squeezed a little too hard, and I was like, come on now. He was like,
he called the cops on him.
Damn.
Oh, heck, are you kidding?
Do you ever yell out Jesus during sex?
Oh my goodness, that you really like asking for blessings.
No, I'm just mean like when something bad and you're like, Jesus.
I say, no, but I do say, good Lord.
Good Lord.
And you say, oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Same difference.
A lot of that. A lot of that.
All right, we got Wayne on the line. Wayne wants to talk about him and his wife. What's up, Wayne?
What's up, Angela Yee?
What's up, Wayne? You like getting choked during sex, yeah. Wayne?
Oh, let me say good morning. Good morning, Charlamagne.
First of all,
good morning, brother.
And good morning, Angela Yee. I listen to you guys every day. I'm going to cut it short right here. Can I ask both of you guys a question? DJ Envy and Charlamagne the God?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, Envy. Envy, have your wife ever attempted to choke you?
I think maybe once or twice. I didn't like it, though.
No, Charlamagne, what about you?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so...
but not in the bedroom.
I'm not throwing no shade, but for me, it's impossible. Let me tell you why. It is impossible. When I'm laying, she won't even get the chew on you. She don't have a chance. Her focus is going to be squeezing the pillows with the pillow all on her face. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes she don't squeeze the pillow. She squeezes your neck.
No, like, no. If you got the right size, D, and you lay pipe down, there's no way. She her eyes going to be twirling all over the place.
Man, shut your uncircumcised ass up.
Now, wait.
You're up here judging us.
This guy's crazy.
Wait, so they're not hitting it right. Now, let's talk about your...
Let me talk to Angela.
Maybe your penis is just bigger than ours. Jeez.
All that extra foreskin.
I know, right?
Angela,
yes, Wayne.
I'm going to talk to you now. My wife, she loves it when I choke her out to the point where she's almost passed out.
Okay.
No cap.
You're a murderer.
No cops.
And I told her, listen, you sure you want this? Because I don't want to be tried. I want to get a catch a case. We got two kids to live for.
You may have signed paperwork.
You're a liar.
And yo, I'm not lying. Yo, I can put my wife on the phone. I can call her up and put her on whatever you want. I have proof. I got receipts, everything.
Man, leave us alone, please. Just make sure your foreskin don't get caught in your zipper later on today.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
You're talking all this nonsense.
All this big penis talk. What did you get?
Y'all sound like jealous haters. All right, we got Nicole on the line. What's up, Nicole?
Good morning, club.
Good morning, Nicole.
Do you like to get choked out during sex, Nicole?
I love it.
Oh.
I absolutely love it.
So would you recommend it?
I mean, to each his own. I can't speak and say that, you know, everybody should do it, but I personally like it. I like my hair pulled. That's my man has long dreads that go down his back, so I pull his dreads and he chokes me. What? It's an amazing experience.
You like to be spanked?
I love this.
Spanked? Yeah.
All right, she likes it all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mama. All right, well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
Well, the moral of the story is between our two topics this morning, I am craving Chick-fil-A and my wife.
There you go.
Okay? That is what my Friday is going to consist of. All right?
My goodness.
Chick-fil-A and my wife's poom-poom.
All right.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Cardi B. Find out about a new trademark that she has to do, and I'm sure this is going to make her some money.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Cardi B is trademarking her catchphrase. And you know what that famous catchphrase is, right? Check
okay.
it out.
That one?
Okay.
You didn't do it that well.
Okay, how is it?
It does not say.
Okay.
What is it?
You sound horrible.
Do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
That's do that it. Face while you do it.
Shut up.
Well, yeah, she's trademarking that, so you won't be able to do that again without paying her.
Really? All
right, but that, well, if you try to use it on any type of paper goods or anything like that and clothing, that's her phrase. We got that from Cardi B.
Smart.
Yes, so might as well go ahead and do that.
Smart, because one thing about hip-hop phrases, they last for a long, long time, and people will say them for years.
Right.
You know, so why not get paid?
All right, now let's discuss Swae Lee from Ray Sherman. his, I guess, ex-girlfriend now, Marlicia Ortiz. She has been with Ray Sherman for, been with Swae Lee from Ray Sherman for quite some time, 4 years. But she says now she is over, done with him for good. I'm sure she said that before. She said their relationship is toxic and he's been cheating like crazy. Here's what she had to say.
He's definitely verbally abusive, not in, like, the matter of belittling me, like, as a person, but he definitely, like, tells me, like, things I should stand for, what I should be okay with because of my position, how close me and him are. Like, nobody could take my place. I shouldn't care about certain situations. I should just look over it. And it's crazy because I know every guy in the industry says this to their girl or has other women that they talk to, and, like, they are just okay with it.
Now, she also posted on social media a conversation that should have been private between her and Swae Lee, where he's comparing their relationship to people like Gucci Mane's relationship and Chance the Rapper.
I love you, and I'm going to be, you're going to be my wife one day if you can make it through all this dumb shit, bro. Do you know what Chance the Rapper's wife went through with him? Do you know what Gucci Mane's wife went through with him?
But you know how they treated them, though?
Yeah, it was a phase where Gucci was a billion hoes, not even talking to his bitch. And she still pushed through all that shit and came back around for that shit. Chance the Rapper broke his shit. She's still holding it down for the... You don't get it, bro. You want to be on some still think like high school, bro.
I don't know. That's kind of bad that she put that out there for the public to see. That's like a private conversation.
I do. And all Swae Lee was trying to explain was other couples who have been through hardships and struggles but then came out clean on the other side. And by the way, that's most relationships. Most relationships, you're going to go through that kind of dirt before you get to the
Yeah, but don't
the
tell
good.
Me that. Well, you see, he cheated with a billion... B words and
well, listen. If
I don't know about that.
Your back is against
That's
the wall,
terrible,
and you need
terrible
as much
comparison.
Help as possible. You got to reach out to whatever you can. He was just shooting for the fences.
Yeah,
That's
I don't use rappers. I always go for Martin Luther King Jr.
Like, why not just
Bill
be like,
Clinton.
You know what?
No,
I'm gonna stop
Bill.
Doing everything
Martin
I did.
King
I made
Jr.
some mistakes.
I go for Martin Luther King Jr. I always say, man, Coretta. When Coretta got confronted about Martin's infidelity, she said, "This movement is bigger than my marriage." And you know what? I always get told.
What?
You ain't Martin Luther King Jr. And you don't have no movement.
You definitely don't.
Okay?
I'm like, what? That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, you should have stuck
That's
with
like
the rappers,
a desperate
bro.
Attempt. All right, and 21 Savage has a $100,000 bet. He posted that on social media. He said, this is what a $100,000 bet looks like right here. One of one, first one in America with it. That's how we coming in 2019.
Salute to the good brother, 21 Savage. I talked to 21 last night, man. Drop on the clues bombs with 21, man. I like where 21 is at right now. I hate the situation that he's in, but I like where he's at. You know what I'm saying? He's just trying to better himself spiritually. He's trying to better himself mentally. He's in a really good space, man. So salute to 21 Savage. And I really still feel... that 21 is going to end up being a martyr in this because I told him, I said, man, sometimes things happen to you so God can work through you. And he can help a lot of people with his situation, especially when it comes to immigration, man. So salute to my man, 21 Savage.
It feels like he's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. We pray so.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in right now. You know we throw it back on a Friday.
What Revolt. Do I want to hear?
We'll see you on Monday. What you want to hear?
Question? Let's hear some Trick Daddy and Trina.
All right. I got you. What's on?
Oh. You know you always got to start with No Nan. You got to do Take It to the House.
All right. You got
one.
You got to
do Pull Over That Ass Too Fat. Whoop,
I said one. I said one. Nah. We're going to get on Nah for a little bit. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. The Samsung Galaxy S10 is making headlines. After 10 years of the Galaxy, this is definitely the best one yet. The Galaxy S10 is available now, and you can get up to $300 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to everybody that I've seen traveling up I-95 going on my daughter's college tour. We went to Georgetown. We went to Howard, Hampton, Old Dominion, Spelman, Clark, Emory, and Miami, University of Miami. Shout out to everybody that we ran into, the students and the faculty. We appreciate you guys. And it's just one step on, she got two more years that she got to decide. So we're going to just keep looking at schools, and hopefully she'll find one that she's the perfect fit for.
Dope.
All right. And also, shout out to everybody that's coming out to our real estate seminar in Atlantic City. It's going to be this Sunday, and we're just going to talk about real estate. I'm going to pull people in front of you guys that can help you with real estate, whether it's credit people, whether it's people that can get you loans, whether it's people that can help you, an attorney, real estate attorneys, agents, and all that. We're going to put those people in front of you, and hopefully you get the right connections, and you can actually start buying some properties and start investing in yourself and owning some property and some ownership. What are you guys doing this weekend?
This weekend, I made a commitment to myself to take it easy. So I am going to try to do that. But first, I have to go talk at a school today. You know the school, the charter school in Harlem that Diddy has with Dr. Steve Perry?
Uh-huh.
So I'll be with those students today. So I'm excited to go meet them. We're going to have a nice sit-down discussion, a Q&A with the teenage girls. So that should be really fun. That's my whole plan. And then Saturday and Sunday is mostly me just trying to get my energy back because I have a live show for lip service that's happening on Thursday at Caroline, so I want to make sure I am 100% A-OK for that.
You've been sick for 2 weeks. I doubt you're going to get better by Sunday.
It's freezing in the studio and the air is blowing on me. I'm the only person the air is blowing on and they refuse to turn it down.
If that's what you want to blame your weak immune system on, fine.
And it was a lot of traveling, but I feel better now. And my pressed juices are finally ready, so today the first shipments are going out for my drinkfreshjuice.com. And I appreciate everybody that went online and supported and actually pre-ordered their cases because now they are finally about to be delivered. So I'm super excited for that.
Oh, congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I certainly do, man. Listen, I just want to tell you on this beautiful Friday going into the weekend, everybody out there needs love in some way, shape, or form. But always remember, we accept the love we think we deserve. And I think you deserve a little bit better.
You deserve to get choked.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.